Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Are we overlooking Nico's leadership? Cass has a flashback, and that flashback reveals how Cass got with the Pilgrim. Next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
That was so crazy.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It is Another Life. It is episode 6. I think we're alone now. I am not alone. I am with my wonderful, eclectic, abstract, incredible, beautiful, intelligent shipmates tonight. To my left, I have the one and only Dina Kalafala, known to us as the Crop Circle Conspirator.
Yes, all because I'm from the Midwest and because those happen there.
And to her left, I have the astral avatar who was dropping bars like my guy Mars before the show started, Hallie Johnson.
Where's my beatbox?
And to her left, I have the only Jack Farmer known as the Sci-Fi Savant. What's happening?
Man, why phone home when you can phone into the chat right now? We are live. So if you want to go ahead and participate in the show, hop right in, go ahead and say some comments. We'll go ahead and shout out some folks if you have something good enough and maybe get your questions answered on the show.
Alrighty, so we have a lot to go through tonight. We're going to be talking about Cass's flashback. We have to talk about Nico's recruitment. We have to talk about Michelle. There's just so many things to talk about. We also have our special segment, Space Games. So just stay tuned with us. And always, as Jack says, hit us up in the chat. Let us know what we can do for you. If you have some facts for us, let us know. So I want to start off with our overall thoughts about the show. And I'm going to go to my pal across from me, the real Jack Farmer. What did you think, sir?
This was a very revealing episode. It feels like all of them are very revealing, but a lot of information about the cast of the ship and how they actually came to become a ship together that, for me, really put together a lot of points that make certain decisions and things make a little bit more sense now. So I really enjoyed it.
Okay, and what about you, Miss Hallie?
This episode is really intense for me, too. I feel like the further we get into the show, the more the intensities start to really spike up. I had some moments where I almost cried again. I was really sad. But then I got over it. So okay. I'm okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Dina, what's happening?
I was right, by the way, with my prediction. She did the right... Michelle did the right thing.
Yes.
And now we feel bad for her because we liked her.
Yeah.
She's dead now. But I was also... I was shocked and surprised that everyone in that love triangle just went back to everything's normal.
Yes, they did. Well...
They're mature adults.
There was no beef. They were focused on the mission. That was it.
I don't know. We'll start off with that topic.
Okay.
But my overall thoughts, I do like how Michelle did end up meeting her demise in a positive way. It was a resurrection of her bad attitude, which she was alerted of earlier in the show or reminded of.
Yeah, and so, it's so crazy how it took Cass to get her to do something like, I don't know, moral? Like, yeah. She had to yell at her.
I don't think it was Cass that got her to do that, though.
Yeah.
Because someone had called her out for only caring about herself. Wait, was that Cass?
It was Cass, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
It took that one moment for Cass to her to finally chill out. Or maybe it was because she was getting laid by Sasha, too. So the combination of all that just kind of, like, chilled her out. It's like, okay, well, I could be a good person.
I would like to say that I was always Team Michelle, and how dare you guys jump on the bandwagon now that she's a hero.
I never said
I was there since day one.
Well, I said I didn't think she was going to die. So I was the one driving the wagon.
I knew Michelle was going to die because she was such an unlikable person.
Yeah.
And I think about Stranger Things and how Billy was the one that was really hated.
Spoiler alerts.
Oh, sorry. Okay. But I mean, girl, in every movie and TV show, when there's a character that you do not like, they end up doing something good right before they die.
Okay. That is fair.
Well,
yeah, it's true.
That's a good point, but I do want to talk about, I want to talk about the triangle, since you brought it up, since you all brought it up. So, you state that you didn't see any type of animosity after the triangle, but I did. When August sent Oliver to get the 6 or 8 inch, August looks at Oliver and says, I need 6 or 8 inches, and Oliver says, are you sure? And she looks at him, definitely looks at him, and says, I know what I want.
Oh.
As Javi looks down at Oliver and then kind of glances up at August. So that tells me that there's some strife in that little triangle
there. Of course! All that testosterone!
Yeah, we didn't see the end of that issue. I think this was just a packed episode of stuff, so they didn't have time to really explore that, but I would not be shocked if episode 7 explores that a little bit. And the way the show's going, I wouldn't be surprised if one of them didn't make it through episode 7.
I was just about to say that.
Okay, well,
I was
going
to say, someone's going to die.
Don't step on my foot, Jack. Go ahead, Hallie.
Someone is going to die.
Out of those three?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know why. I just have the feeling that it's not going
to
happen.
You were right the last time. I need you to stop now.
It seems too realistic that someone in a love triangle dies so that two can be together.
Well, if I
feel like in a season two, you'd want to continue a love triangle.
Well, I'm team Javi, so that
really?
at the rate it's going, he probably won't make it very much longer.
Why would you choose Javi?
Because he's hot.
He's cooler. He's
you know,
he's
I think he's I have a theory as to why he chooses Javi. I kind of agree. Anyways, I think it's
because he's a handsome man.
He wants to choose anyone that he knows that I am not cool with.
You're not cool, Javi?
No! He's annoying.
He's the
enforcer. I don't
enforcer.
Think he's annoying.
He's a man child.
He's the enforcer on that ship. When Ian needed to get put down, he was the guy that was there. Whenever something needs to get done, he's always front and center.
I think he was just doing it so he can get laid, too. He had to, like, flex his muscles. I was over it.
Is an enforcer?
Let me
ask this question. You say that he's an enforcer. Is an enforcer someone who has to be told to do something and follow instructions, or do they do it off of their own volition?
Either way.
Okay, that's just my question I was asking.
I think probably different types.
Different types of enforcers.
Okay,
so you probably have some that are more intellectual enforcers, and then you probably have some that are like meatheads, physical.
I mean, I would say Javi's probably more of the meathead type.
Okay.
I don't see him being every time he does something, he's kind of taking orders from people. He doesn't do a whole lot of stuff on his own. But I think that's what makes him the enforcer, is you say, do this, and then he uses the muscle to...
So would you, I don't know if you have any sisters, would you want your sister to be with someone who's malleable like that?
My
sisters are big fans of the show. Shout out to the Farmer family watching at home. You know, my sisters are actually with very strong-minded people.
I'm not going to let you get up.
You can't swear. You cannot swear.
I'm asking. Now, for me, I'll give you me.
Yeah.
I have one sister, okay? Two brothers, one sister. And everybody before who she's married to now was garbage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were malleable. You could tell them what to do. They did it. They were impressionable.
Dang, you spilling the tea, bro.
I mean, whatever. But the guy who she married is real. Like, he's on top of things. He doesn't allow people to dictate his life. He doesn't allow people to dictate what he's doing. Now, the reason that's important is because in a situation where you have a ship, you don't always need somebody who just takes orders. You need somebody who can also create orders. And I don't think Javi can do that.
Some women do like to be the controlling person in a relationship, though. It's just like men. Like, some men like to be more controlling.
Right.
So it just depends on
it
the dynamic
depend,
of the relationship.
It does depend, but I'm speaking didactic to Javi, not to the women's side. I'm only speaking
Oliver gets steamrolled quite a bit.
You say who does?
Oliver gets steamrolled quite a bit. I mean, even when before the whole triangle was official, he was like, "Okay, I'm out of here. I guess it's not I'm not the guy.
So which one of those three do you think would be the best in helping the ship and helping everyone survive?
Well, because August is the best of the three.
Yeah. Okay. As long as August is alive,
then they're good.
But if she's not, I think they would both be screwed. And not literally. That was a joke.
Okay. All right. Look. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break from that. Okay. So now I want to talk about Cass's flashback. So it was revealed to us a couple of episodes ago by our great guest, J.R. Tanako, that there would be a flashback from Cass. So we've been on edge waiting on it. And now we see with the flashback that Cass actually stole something from Nico to get her attention while they were in Brazil. Now, how did you feel about how Cass and Nico met?
I don't like it.
Okay, Holly, go ahead.
I don't like it at all. It felt like Nico was approaching her with this god-like sense of self and superiority, and it's been like that since the beginning. It's like, oh, you kidnapped me, but now I'm gonna give you a chance. You're the kid from the wrong side of the tracks. Let me bring you in and cultivate you and make you into what I want you to be. Mm-hmm. And now I can see why Cass is very defiant to her in ways, because I think Nico, from the start, didn't really understand the dynamic of their relationship. You don't necessarily want to bring your kidnapper onto your team. There's something really off about that.
Okay. All right. Dina, you go ahead. What did you think?
I disagree with everything you just said.
I don't know
what else to add to that.
Well,
okay. I'm not a fan of how they met.
It's lame.
It's kind of annoying.
What I did like about it was that if you take it from the viewpoint of Cass looks at it as Nico helped pull her up out of the streets, mm-hmm. it does kind of give some reason why Cass didn't just take out Nico as soon as she found out Nico killed Ian.
She's like her parent.
To a degree, yeah, I think that maybe it kind of gives a reason like, okay, that's why she gave her the benefit of the doubt, because she did pull her up out of the streets. And to be fair, Cass kind of owes her one. In a lot of ways.
No, not
Cass
at all.
Cass doesn't owe her anything.
Anything at all.
Just
Cass kidnapped her and ransomed her off. How do you not owe someone
Because Nico made the choice of saying, you know what, I want to bring you on. And once you make a choice like that, the other person, they're not necessarily responsible for your feelings or having to pay back some sort of debt unless they agreed to it.
If you got hired for a job, do you just automatically assume that you owe the person who hired you whatever they want?
If I kidnapped them and ransomed them and took the money, then yeah,
that was
probably
not her choice, though. She takes orders from whoever her bosses were. Yeah, she was an
enforcer.
Exactly.
Not very good one. She didn't enforce much. they were chatting and having a good time. But no, I like Cass. But to me, without Nico, Cass would probably still be in the streets or worse.
That's not a fair assessment.
And that's also not Nico's responsibility.
I don't think that's a fair assessment, Jack. I'm going to get you there.
Okay.
I don't think it's fair to contribute somebody's success to someone else in this situation, because you don't know if Cass would have done something else that could have been more positive. I'm sure, now we all are young and successful. I am quite sure that we have all had at least one or two different avenues we could have gone down in order to be successful, and we chose a certain one. That doesn't mean we would have been wrong for choosing the other one or owed someone for choosing the other one. That's how I feel.
I was also going to say Cass could have gone through the schooling and just been mediocre at what she did, but it seems like she did pretty well in the program, and now that's why she's on this mission with Nico.
Well, I'm not saying Nico carried her through the whole thing, but Nico also could have said, hey, this person who kidnapped me, just contact me. Now I know where they're at. Let's just go arrest them for breaking the law.
She could have.
But that's not necessary, because y'all know there's a movie of Snowden. Mm-hmm. The guy who was the big time hacker or whatever. Well, there's also, I don't know the other guy's name. There's another guy who hacked back in the 90s or something like that. The government put him in jail and then pulled him out of jail to help them. You know, he's the one who, Snowden is the one who created the anti-hacking that the government uses now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in this situation, Cass is Snowden. Nico is the government. She was kidnapped, and then she pulled the person who kidnapped her, and now she's using those skills for good. I don't think Cass owes Nico, because Cass made a decision to go with Nico, and I don't think Nico owes Cass anything.
Correct.
I I don't like the way they met because it was violence was part of it.
Too much conflict of interest.
But yeah. I don't have a problem with them working together. The problem that I have is that there has never been communication from Nico to Cass, as we see here, where there should be some level of respect of why I'm here, what I'm doing here. Because I do feel like Nico is self-righteous.
She has that savior complex.
Yeah, like, I did
that. 100%, yeah.
I did it, you know. So, Cass, just come with me to do the engineering. And Cass was like, nah, bro, I'm going to take Mish. I got Mish.
Right.
So, that's just my take on it.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Let's move forward. Let's talk about how they noticed that Will was compromised. It was funny how August was, they were doing research and August found the bug that we saw last week that creeped in towards the end of the episode. And they found out that there was a glitch in the system and now Will is compromised. Did you all think that Will was going to be able to recover from that? Go ahead, Dina.
I thought so just because there's four more episodes. It just wouldn't make sense to just continue the cruise across space without Will.
Okay, so you were looking at it from default of the fact that Will is necessary for the episodes. Okay, Hallie?
Honestly, I didn't know what to think. I thought maybe he'd be a glitch forever. That was a possibility. I had no idea. But the one thing I did find interesting is how Nico was, like, all over that. As if Will was a real person. She looked like she was getting ready to freak out. Like, her heart was broken. Mm-hmm. This was more than just an AI.
Who put Will and Nico together? Somebody did that with us a couple of shows ago. Someone put Will and Nico together.
They looked like they were.
I think I was
flirty.
The one who said one something like that. Okay. I felt like they had a thing, but.
But
I
she can't do
weird.
Anything with them.
They can't do anything with each other.
Okay. Poor Eric back home. Just no, but it goes back to we always talk about leadership and Nico's leadership. Again, I've said before. Every episode, William misses something that puts the whole ship in danger. Now, it wasn't his fault that he short-circuited today,
right?
But. Should've or on this bug. Episode, but when they didn't want to, they had the option of just restarting the whole program and it would kind of wipe his memory and start him back over. I didn't see any reason why you wouldn't do that, except for Nico caring about him. But that, to me, cost a real person's life because she didn't make that call earlier in the episode.
But she said it would wipe. They said it would wipe the memory. But wouldn't they need a lot of that memory in order to continue the trip?
I think they can recap it.
Yeah, and I think she was more worried of losing her emotional connection with William.
That's right. Which was really frustrating because they should have just wiped his memory and reprogrammed or restarted. Right.
I stick with my last assumption. Like, I think we should just throw Nico back into Selma.
Yes.
She's done.
I mean, obviously, they're not going to. She's the star of the show. But
that's not true.
Do you write?
Dang!
I don't mean it in that way. I'm asking in the way of. Let me clarify. Yeah. I don't mean it in a way of like trying to belittle you. I mean it in a way of when a viewer is watching a show to assume that certain people are going to make it because of their position. To me, that's flawed writing. So in a sense, to grab our interest. It would behoove them to kill Nico.
Yeah, but she's like literally on the cover of, or the front of the billboard on the 405. They can't have her die halfway through.
That's not true!
Or even get like shoved away. Because then everyone would be looking at it and going, what's...
No. I think they could, the writers could definitely put her to sleep if they wanted to.
But she'd get pulled back out.
Yeah, she would. But I mean, they
So you don't think Cass is capable of running the ship?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I think she'd be a better leader, but from a writing standpoint, no. She's not taken over.
She's just very hesitant. Like, she doesn't trust anything that she thinks.
Or anyone.
She's very hesitant her about everything she does.
Her and Nico are like two peas in a pod, to be honest. They're way too much alike. I put them both in the Soma.
Okay.
I don't think Cass is as emotional as Nico.
I mean, they both did fall for someone on the ship.
No, but I feel like Nico has fallen with two people now. Well, artificial intelligence isn't really another person, but why didn't they wipe his memory? Why didn't they wipe Will's memory?
That's true, but
that was Cass bad leadership.
Cass makes a lot of emotional decisions, too, and does a lot of... I think they're both really alike.
Okay, was Nico responsible for Michelle's death?
Nah.
Inadvertently, I think if she wiped William, then it wouldn't have been an issue.
Okay, Hallie?
Nah, I think this was more of an isolated incident. Okay. I mean, there was a bug that got in the ship. Who would have known?
Okay, Dina?
Yeah, I wouldn't blame Nico for that. It just seemed like it kind of happened. Even if
like the they
completely... Yeah, even if they completely erased Will's memory or whatever... I feel like that still would have happened.
Still would have been something. Okay.
Yeah. And then I was also going to say, I didn't think that Michelle was going to die in this episode. Because they showed all the scars on her face and everything. And I was just like, oh, well, she's going to recover from that. Those look like injuries.
Yeah.
But then she, like, deteriorated completely. Well, I was shocked.
But isn't that what they said? They said that the matter takes real matter and it, like, disintegrates it.
So, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, and it was going to happen anyway. When she pulled the first one, you saw her... coughing blood. That means usually means your lungs are compromised in a situation like that. And they don't have anything on the ship that we're aware of that can purge her quick enough for her to survive. So by default, she was going to croak anyway.
She turned into putty.
Well, they made it sound like she could have gotten out in time. Cass made it sound like... pull the thing and then get out right away.
Yeah.
They made it sound like she
could have
made it.
That was the first one, but remember, she pulled the wrong one.
I think Michelle wanted to die.
You think she wants to be a martyr?
She definitely wanted
to be a martyr.
She was ready for that heroic moment. I think it was ironic that she died with all these cuts on her, because I think that whatever Cass said to her cut her really good emotionally.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. And now she's like, my feelings, all right, I must be a hero now. Yeah. I'm going to die a hero.
Yeah, and she was sure of it. Jack, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think we're going to see the results of some of that, because I think Cass knows that what she said caused Michelle to go in there and do that.
That's why she feels terrible.
And they were kind of alluding to them bringing someone else out of Soma to replace Cass.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to see more of Cass dealing with this. I made a decision that has killed somebody.
Okay.
That was the first death under Cass's leadership, too. Because mm-hmm. Nico was told to take a break and this one out.
That's right, because she was, she had to rest.
She got someone killed within 10 minutes. That's so sad.
Okay, well, let's do this.
Why are you laughing? Someone died.
Ian didn't get anyone killed. I'm just so far.
Well, actually,
Ian has zero deaths.
Ian has his own death, and that's the biggest one. So.
Well, that was Nico, too.
Yeah.
Nico's got a big scoreboard. Cass has one. Ian, a flawless, perfect.
But if you look at let's talk about the rate, though, because the timing. Within Cass's first few minutes, someone died.
Exactly.
Yeah. But with Nico, it took like a couple weeks or however many light years.
Technically.
Light years? I don't know. How many. Someone do the math.
It took more time, and Cass automatically was just like, dead.
Wait, but are we counting the Pilgrim as well? Because if we add those in, now we're in double digits.
But that was very late into
her career.
Yeah. That was
Josh got
I just want to ask this question because I'm listening to the banter. And, okay, so someone got killed under Cass's watch, but didn't Cass tell Michelle not to go in there? So wouldn't that be Michelle's fault that she died instead of Cass's fault?
Cass wanted to die, too. I think Michelle just took one for the team.
Maybe she was mad.
Because Cass was saying, oh, it should have been me. Cass knew that if she did that, she would have done.
That's why she said, wait. Because she looked up and she was like, I'll do it. Because Ian's gone. So maybe Cass doesn't feel like there's any quality left in her life.
Well, I think she wanted to do it, but she did eventually start telling Michelle how to do what the process of unplugging everything. So I think she eventually was like, okay, Michelle, you do it. I don't know if she was fully, I want to die from Cass's standpoint. Because she eventually was like, okay, Michelle, you're there, you do it. And I think that's where the regret comes in, is because she's probably going to say, I should have said, wait, let me go in.
Okay. All right, well, let's give them a rest. Let's talk about Sasha. So now we're seeing that Sasha is having issues with his subconscious or his inner man, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same thing. So what is Sasha's conscience looking for? He's been following him around for now, what, two episodes? Because he got pulled in an episode ago. What is he looking for from Sasha?
Well, they showed on that X-ray of his brain, it looks like there's actually something on his brain.
Right.
It's like a bug spider-looking thing.
The first thing I thought about was what's going to happen on Earth when someone gets pulled into the artifact. Like, if Eric gets pulled into the artifact.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Because those things might be there as well, which might cause a whole other thing of people acting a certain way on Earth. Because it looks like this thing's going to take over Sasha. Or at least to some degree.
So how are they... Well, go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Hallie. What do you think is going on with Sasha?
I think he was probed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was probed by the aliens, and now he has one living in him.
Okay.
I'm with Jack.
Okay.
Yeah, it just seems like the aliens are trying to take over now. Now it seems like the aliens are trying to take over, so they're basically going to be putting these bugs on people's minds until they rule the world.
So perhaps this is something that I saw going on. They still don't know what's happening on Earth, and you have the astronauts, you know, doing their jobs, but the aliens now have made, I think this is the third attempt to infiltrate the Silvari, and now they're officially on the Silvari because of what's happening with Sasha. Could it be that the aliens on Earth are stalling so that the aliens in space can, I guess, commandeer the mission? Could that be it? Because it's weird to me that they still haven't gotten any responses or answers back from the actual image on Earth. You get me?
Like, why haven't they pulled someone in already to the artifact?
Either that, or why haven't they come out of the artifact and began to encompass the land? That's what I'm asking. But they're making all these moves in space. Like, they banged on the ship. They caused the issue with the ship. They sent a bug on the ship. Now Sasha has been compromised. Like, why are they making all these moves in space, but on Earth they're just kind of sitting stagnant?
So, if I were an alien, and there's a small group of people on this foreign planet that's not Earth, and you can easily test your devices on one person.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Earth has billions of people.
You're right about it. We don't play.
Yeah. So I think it's just a test.
Okay. So there's the space. The astronauts are the guinea pigs.
Yep. Sasha. Yeah. Sasha is just the sample. What's the word for when you use it in science? It's like the constant variable or whatever.
He's the constant.
Yeah.
The variables are the ones that change.
What if it's beyond that? Because his subconscious or his vision keeps telling him, you're going to be president of the United States of America. So what if the idea is they wanted him so he could come back and take over officially?
The Antichrist.
Because maybe to them, if the aliens are smart, in the grand scheme of things, Eric isn't that important on Earth. Like, as an Earthling person, he's a scientist. Taking over him wouldn't really give you any power. But if you are a president, now you control the armies, you control the government, you control everything, and that's one person. So maybe instead
they
of
picked him on
trying
purpose.
To suck people into this thing where they might get caught, they're just going to take over the top guy and take over everything in one big swoop.
Okay.
Jack
that sounds
is
like a
slowly
fan.
Starting to win me over in ways. Screw it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was saying something.
Is he going to...
Just give me time. We still got 10 minutes.
What if Sasha only wins the popular vote, but not the Electoral College? The aliens wasted their time.
Then maybe they'll transfer it to the next
person. They'll make sure he wins that vote. If they want him in charge, they'll make sure.
They'll bug out all the Electoral College.
They'll get Harper as well, and then she'll control the social media aspect, and so that'll be their campaign.
I don't think Harper is controllable. I think Harper is... She reminds me of Lady Gaga. She's one of those people where she's so abstract that you can't control her. It's not going to happen, so just let her be.
The alien gets in her brain and then just leaves. Like, so I can't do this.
You know what I find really interesting, though? In a way, the alien gave him a choice.
He did.
Or
it did.
It haunted him.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, kind of scared him into the choice.
Yeah.
But on his own free will. Like, he was like, you know what? I'm out. Take over.
Yeah, because if he would have, because he was thinking about suicide. And that would have killed the alien altogether. Remember? He was saying, if you jump out, you're going to die a coward, just like you think you are.
But he got into his head. He manipulated him emotionally and mentally. But the fact that Sasha was just like, all right, go ahead. Okay. I was just like, dang. It's actually kind of interesting that they gave them a choice, and I think that there's something really deep into that that might play along the
episode. They manipulated his egotistical thinking.
Well, it's an interesting kind of hypothetical. If some other creature said, look, give me some control, and I'll do all the things you don't want to do so you have the life you want. Like, you don't want to wake up early and go to the gym. You don't want to stay up late doing work.
I do.
Let me take over, and I will get you there. Would you be willing to give up some of your individuality and control of yourself to have something else take over all the stuff you don't want to do to make you more successful?
Are you using rhetoric or do you want a response?
I mean, I guess rhetoric, just kind of a hypothetical. It's an interesting hypothetical. If there was something to say, look, I'm going to take over you to do all the stuff you don't want to do, but then you don't get to be in full control of your life.
Yeah, no, that's just like someone getting drunk.
Or going on a vacation.
Yeah, I don't believe in not having any control over what I'm doing with my life. So I wouldn't have killed myself, but me and that alien would have been, we'd been moving some furniture up on that spaceship. I can tell you that right now.
Can we like switch it up? Like go on vacation? Like, hey, I feel like going to sleep. You take over, you know, as long as it's good.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, hey, you know, you control me from like 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. and you do the gym and the emails and that kind of stuff. And then I'll take over during lunch.
This is an interesting topic. How about our fans chime in and let us know, would you want an abstract object to take over and do all of the things you don't want, like go to work and you know, report to your boss, whatever those things may be, and then you can go shopping during the day, you can go on vacation around the clock, you know?
We live in a world of convenience, so technically that's already happening. We no longer have to go to the store. We just go online and order our stuff and have it delivered.
2 hours.
Can you at least let the fans answer first before we completely cancel the question?
Well, no, I mean, they'll let us know, you know, or they can let us know in the comments. But because Ralph's, you know, Ralph's the,
they deliver.
Yeah, they deliver, the great grocery chain. Yeah. Ralph's, you know, hit us up here at AfterBuzz TV, Ralph's.
Yeah. Yeah, looking for sponsorship opportunities. All the time.
Y'all better doing free promo. Yeah. They better write us a check before we shut them out.
Ralph's, where America shops.
Oh my god.
Well, the show was a good show. I think that I like the flashback that we were able to get from Cass. I'm glad that we were able to see how Nico and Cass met each other, and now we're starting to see the transformation of Cass having to take over and actually make decisions that may compromise the ship and that may compromise herself. So with that said, I'm ready to move into our special, special segments. And before that, I'm going to let Hallie say something to the fans today.
Of course. Well, you know what? Before we move on to our next topic, we wanted to thank you so much for joining us. You guys make us the ESPN of TV Talk. So go ahead, like, comment, subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, give us a good rating. We do this because of you. So keep us growing. Thank you so much.
Yes. We love it. And with that said, the wonderful Astral Avatar has some space games for
us. Back. Yes, I'm actually really, really excited about this. I paid close attention to this episode, and I got some good games for y'all.
Cool.
All right, so these are mostly going to be different phrases, and I'm going to act it out for you, and you're going to see if you can get it.
Okay.
All right, so the first person to figure this out, and you get a point. I'm so excited.
Okay. We're guessing the movie title.
No. It's not the movie title. It's different things. So this one is a phrase.
Okay.
And it is... five words.
Okay.
It's five words. Mm-hmm. And first word is, it is a city in Texas.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!
Good job!
I was like, wait, what is five words? It has to be Houston, we have a problem.
Awesome, Dina.
That was so quick. All right.
That's like the
one. I can't wait till I get to play this game. This sounds like
something. That is the number one space phrase ever.
Well, I was hoping you would get...
Everyone says, Houston, we have a problem if something goes wrong.
I made it easy on you.
Okay.
I made it easy on you.
Go ahead.
All right, so this one is actually another phrase that we all know and love. Let's think about Dorothy, Wizard of Oz, red slippers clipped together.
Yes, I want to go home.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's no place like home.
Thank you, Chuck.
Oh, time.
Thank you.
Yes. Jack, whatever.
Can you guys figure out why I decided that
Shout
place?
Out Wicked Witch.
Well, there's, why you decided there's no place like home?
Yes.
E.T.
Because they're trying to get home.
Because they're ready to go home now. Even though the ship separated, but they're ready to go home.
The whole episode was practically about that, about trying to get back home, even though they didn't want to, but they did.
Mm-hmm. True.
It's such a weird name.
True. So all right. It's 110.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
All right. Dana!
Okay, so this is a man, and he was a very, very powerful and intelligent man. He was paralyzed.
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, man. Literally, once
Professor
you said
X.
it went through my
no, no,
mind.
No, 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 you guys are right.
Oh, okay.
You guys are right.
I just don't know. Said it, my mind said it.
Yeah, I just don't know who to give the prize to.
You can go ahead and give it to me. It's fine.
No. I think he needs a pity point.
A pity point?
A pity point. I've never heard of that. Is that like fourth place?
Yeah. That's when you don't get picked, but they say you get a trophy anyway.
Dang.
It's a participation.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right, let's do one more.
This is a tiebreaker.
Let's see who can get this one.
Okay.
So this was a form of torture that was used in China, and it was used throughout
water torture?
Fireworks?
No. It was used up until the 19th century in 1906, and this form of torture led to death.
The guillotine.
No, it's not the guillotine. That's for chopping heads.
I know, but it's a way to... Oh, wait.
I don't know this one.
Hold on. And it's related to this episode? Oh, gosh.
Eight.
I'm so glad I made it hard.
Seven. Is it...
Slice. Slice.
Again?
The samurai sword. No.
Oh, that's it.
No, that's not. That's not a torture. Hold on.
Death by a thousand cuts.
Oh, I don't know that one.
You've never heard that phrase before?
No, I haven't. Mm-mm. Nope.
I haven't heard that one before.
I've heard about it before, so I think I win.
Because of Michelle's death.
Right.
Looks like she was cut.
Because she was cut by the words as well.
Can I at least get half a point so that I win this segment?
Nope.
We're all tied.
I made the connection, though.
You got to tune in on Monday as we continue to see who wins...
The space games.
The space games. Mm-hmm. Overtime.
Are we keeping score from like this episode and the last episode?
Yeah.
No, not last episode. Just starting now.
Starting now.
I didn't get any last episode.
Yeah, I know.
It's time to.
That's not how winning works.
I think you guys are getting a little competitive.
It's all right. We gotta move on. So we thank Hallie for our space games. We'll keep track. We'll go back and look and see who's winning. I actually think Dina is up, but we'll find out after this show. Now we need to move into our news and gossip.
Mm-hmm. TV news.
Another Life actor, Tyler Hoechlin, recently purchased an almost $2 million home in the foothills above Hollywood. Hmm. Built in the early 20th century, but updated for a modern lifestyle, Tyler's new home offers 5 bedrooms in more than 4,000 square feet, Variety reports. Also, the producers of the DC franchise on the CW are planning a stunt involving Superman, Deadline reports. Two actors who have played the superhero, Tyler Hoechlin, he's Ian, by the way, mm-hmm. and Brandon Routh, will portray Superman in different time frames. The news will be revealed at Comic-Con. The online magazine says it's not yet clear which episodes of the Superman crossover will be played by Tyler and which will be portrayed by Brandon. Mm. In other news, Women's Wear Daily shares a feature story on Another Life actress, Blue Hunt. In it, WWD names Blue Hunt a rising face in Hollywood. So, in addition to playing August in Another Life, she will be seen in the next X-Men movie, The New Mutants. In the article, Blue says she's very conscious of the racial representation of the roles she's playing and wants to be a role model for Native American girls interested in the arts that she didn't have growing up. In the article, she says, I feel like a Native actress. My place is about opening doors so that more and more young people from the reservation can be a part of things now.
Mm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. She's diversifying. And, of course, Hollywood has been on the diversity train for some years now. So it's good to see different ethnicities represented in the media.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't even think of how many Native American
Yeah.
Actors and actresses there are, because I don't true. Really know.
I can't think of one.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
Because they will tell you, you know, they always make it plain because we want to know that that's happening in Hollywood.
Absolutely. Well, I visited a reservation last year, and I remember that one of the ladies was talking about how, like, everyone from the South claims that they're part Native American, and that's not true. They always say that they're Cherokee, and that's not necessarily true, but she talks about visiting the reservation here, so it seems like she's very involved with the Native American community.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now it has come to a close, so we have to talk about our prediction.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. Well, Dina, I'm coming to you first. What is your prediction?
Oh, gosh. Can you come to me third?
Okay, third. All right, Hallie, what's happening?
I actually want to pass on this one, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
Two passes? Oh, our viewers are getting upset.
No. I'm coming back. We're coming back to me. Okay. I just need to, like, think about it for
me
a second.
Me too. All right, Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
I think they're going to bring that new character out of Soma, and it's going to lead to a lot of big problems. Because anytime they bring someone out of Soma, something bad happens.
No, the love triangle turns into a love square.
A love square.
I'm just kidding.
I think that we're going to see someone come out, and it's going to impact the ship in a negative way, and chaos will ensue.
Okay. All right.
Can I just say ditto to that?
Okay.
That's my prediction,
That's
too.
Your prediction.
Because that makes the most sense. Also, a realistic prediction is that there's going to be another delay.
Okay.
There's been a delay every single episode. I don't even know if they're going to make it to the planet that they're going to.
Okay. All right. Hallie, you passing or you got something to say?
I want to focus on Sasha right now. I think for the next episode, people are going to start noticing Sasha's little tics here and there, certain things that are just really inconsistent about his personality. Mm-hmm. And people are going to start questioning, and then JR is going to be like, what happened to the scan?
Yeah. Zane also, I feel like Zane already started noticing.
Yeah, Zane noticed already.
He was like, okay.
And you're like, you're tripping, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my prediction is, I'm with the Sasha prediction, but I want to see what's going to happen with Oliver, Javi, and August.
So what do you predict?
I'm predicting that Javi is going to die.
What?
Dang.
Yeah, I think Javi's
going to die. Because I said on Team Javi. Everyone I say I'm on the team of ends up not making it.
Javi,
I'm sorry.
I thought Javi was going to die when he caused Oliver to have the concussion, because that tells me that he's not looking at the best interest of his shipmates. So by default, he's got to go.
I don't think he's going to die.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all here today, everybody, for Another Life, Season 1, Episode 6. I Think We're Alone Now. You can find me, Joshua Wright, your Jupiter journeyman, at Cleverly Clad. Jack, let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me online at jackcfarmer.com for all your DJ, MC, and live event hosting needs. I'm also at Real Jack Farmer across all social media. So join the conversation there. I like to interact with people on Twitter.
I was getting so distracted by it. It was so funny. My name is Hallie, and you can find me at Pure Hallie on all entities, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, PureHalle.
And Dina Calafala. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Dina Calafala, which is spelled DenaKhalafallah.
All right. Thank you all for joining us this evening, and we will see you all Monday at 7 o'clock for Another Life Season 1, Episode 7. Have a good one.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.